Make sure that you add an auto email response to your emails so that every single client and every person that works with you knows that they can't waste your time, and if they want to be prioritized for your time, then they need to pay for a service. Hello guys, and welcome to another episode of the 5-Figure Freelance Podcast. I am your host, Scott Lancaster, and in this episode, we're going to be covering one of my favorite subjects: automated systems to help your business run more effectively. Now, we all know that we only have 24 hours in the day, and some of those hours we're sleeping, some of those hours we're eating, some of those hours we need to relax and to have fun. So we need to make sure that the hours that we're working are used as optimally as possible. And in this episode, I'm going to give you 3 automation tools for you to run your business more effectively, get more clients, and ultimately be respected more as a freelancer. This may all sound a little too good to be true, but by the end of this episode, you are going to understand exactly how to use automated systems and softwares to optimize your performance as a freelancer. And the first tip is to put an auto response on your emails. Now, I know what you're thinking. Why is an auto response on my emails going to help me get more business as a freelancer? So I'm going to tell you exactly what I put as my auto response on every single email that gets sent to me, and then I'll explain why I see it. So this is what my auto response says. An important note to existing and new clients. Due to the agency being very busy at the moment, it may take me longer to reply to emails, as I often receive over 100 emails a day. Obviously, it is only right we prioritize clients who have already paid for and secured our services. But I am still here to support you and offer guidance in any way I can. I appreciate your patience, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Speak soon, Scott Lancaster. What does that communicate to anyone who's potentially emailed me looking to work with me? Well, let's go through it. Due to the agency being very busy at the moment, it may take me longer to reply to emails, as I often receive over 100 emails a day. That communicates that I'm super busy and my time is very precious. So therefore, this stops clients wasting my time because they already know that I get over 100 emails per day from clients and other business-related activities. And then the next sentence is, obviously, it is only right we prioritize clients who have already paid for and secured our services. So what that says is, we are prioritizing the clients who have already paid for our services. Therefore, if you want us to prioritize your project, then you should pay for a service as well. This is really simple stuff, but subconsciously, this is telling the client that if they want the best service and experience with us, then they need to secure their service as soon as possible. So the last sentence goes, I am still here to support you and offer guidance in any way I can. I appreciate your patience, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. So what I'm saying is, I still want to try and help you, even though I'm getting 100 emails a day, and even though I have paying clients who have already secured our services. Even if you don't want to do that, I'm still here to help you. You just won't be a priority because I have a lot of other fish in the sea that I'm currently taking care of, that have already secured our services, that are already working with us directly. So it's only right, it's only logical that we are prioritizing the clients who have already paid their hard-earned money to get results with us. So that's the first tip. Make sure that you add an auto email response to your emails so that every single client and every person that works with you knows that they can't waste your time, and if they want to be prioritized for your time, then they need to pay for a service. It's surprising how incredible this works. This literally changed my business when I implemented it around 6 years ago, and it's been working ever since. And by the way, if you want my freelance finance worksheet, DM me on Instagram. My Instagram handle is thescottlancaster. And if you DM me the word money to my Instagram, which is thescottlancaster, I will send you my freelance financial organizer, which will basically allow you to effortlessly grow your wealth, build your business, and know exactly where your money is going and coming from. The second tip is to ultimately set up a Calendly account. Now, a Calendly account is absolutely free. You don't have to pay a penny for it. And what this does, and what it's done for me, is it's simply taken every single conversation that I usually had with clients in regards to setting up meetings, because having meetings with clients is super important, by the way. It's taken every single meeting that I would have had with a client and every discussion that I've had with a client in regards to time zones and finding the correct time zone, and it's basically taken all of that time and given it to me back. And the way I get all that time back is I simply send them one single link with my availability, and they can choose a time which works best for them. Now, this does two very important things. Number one, yes, it saves you time, so you don't have to talk about time zones and when's the best time for you and no, that time doesn't work, so let's try this time, can we do this time? It takes all of that off the table so you don't have to worry about it anymore. But the other thing that it does is it shows that you are extremely busy and you don't have time to waste. Therefore, you can book a time which works best for you in my calendar because my time is the priority here. It's a very simple shift, but when a client wants to work for you, you are ultimately the one who has the solution to their pain point. And if you've positioned yourself correctly, and I've created other episodes which cover positioning and making sure that you're niche enough to actually be the option for your client and not just another option for your clients, so clients should be willing to, and also they should see enough value in what you provide to basically book around your schedule as opposed to trying to book around theirs. Also, another little side note, what I've done very recently is I now only accept meetings on Tuesdays and Thursdays. This has been an absolute game changer for me because usually I'm trying to run around having meetings all through the week, even on weekends sometimes, and I never get any days off where I don't have any meetings, so I don't have to worry about projects and meetings, and all I can focus on is business development on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Obviously, I still do projects on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, but if I don't want to, then I can simply dedicate all my time on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays uninterrupted and focused on business development, which takes me onto the last automated way to get more clients, which is to set up your Fiverr account to generate leads for you. Now, generating leads on Fiverr is a topic which I can speak about in a lot of depth because I've been doing Fiverr for around 6 or 7 years now, and I've really optimized my profile and my presence on there to generate leads pretty effortlessly while spending absolutely nothing on marketing. Ultimately, Fiverr charges you 20% because they are paying for your marketing to get people on the platform to then choose you to provide the service that they need. So it actually makes a lot of sense to use Fiverr as a lead generation platform because ultimately that is what its intention is, to actually bring users and also clients together to provide a service and ultimately transact. Getting a Fiverr Pro account is also going to be really, really beneficial for you, but again, that's a topic for a different episode, so stay tuned, subscribe. If you've got a couple of minutes, then leave a review on this episode. It's really going to help this to reach more freelancers just like you and help them all succeed, because I truly feel like if we succeed together, we're all going to get better and we're going to have bigger and better opportunities together. So anyway, thank you so much for your time, and I will see you in the next episode.